This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflicts in West Asia. No matter what ups and downs occurred in fertilizers, the impact was never allowed to affect our farmers.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpur to Todimur in Rajasthan. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin today at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu in the first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all the four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. The Election Commission has withdrawn its earlier notification calling for a by-election in the 21-Ponda Assembly constituency in Goa. The move follows a ruling by the High Court of Bombay at Goa, which yesterday declared the Commission's last month notification null and void. The by-election had been announced to fill the vacancy caused by the death of a former MLA, Ravi Naik, in October 2025. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has chaired the third meeting of the group of ministers in West Asia and New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. Chairing the meeting yesterday, the minister directed all departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The Defence Ministry stated that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and other essential commodities across the country while taking steps to safeguard citizens from the impact of the conflict. During the meeting, it was highlighted that India has ensured the evacuation of the highest number of vessels from the Strait of Hormuz over the past 40 days. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri met Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman yesterday to discuss enhancing energy ties between the two nations following the visiting dignitaries' high-level talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar earlier in the day. In a social media post, Mr. Puri noted the high-level participation from the Bangladeshi delegation during the meeting held in the national capital. Earlier, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar hosted Khalilur Rahman and his delegation to review the depth of bilateral engagement alongside regional and international issues. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has stated that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch of the event of India-US Trade Facilitation Portal yesterday, the Union Minister said India-US partnership, especially in bilateral trade, is growing rapidly. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, along with Ambassador of India to the US, Vinay Quatra, launched the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal. Chairperson of Central Electricity Authority, Ghanshyam Prasad, formally launched the 17th edition of Electrama 2027, the world's largest electrical show in New Delhi yesterday. The event is being organized by the Indian Electrical and Electronics Manufacturers Association. The five-day event will begin from 28th February next year and will continue till 24th of February in Greater Noida. And that is the end of this news bulletin.